This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a special report on India's historic firsts in the year 2024. This program is produced by Pratyush Kumar Ghosh and presented by Ramya and Tanmay Kulshrestha.
After a couple of hours, we will embark on the new journey of 2025. When we look back, it seems the time went by very fast. The year 2024 has been a year of groundbreaking achievements for India, marked by a series of firsts that underscore the nation's growing stature on the global stage. The country walked some uncovered paths in 2024. These milestones reflected the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, under whom India has consistently charted new paths over the last decade. In this edition of Spotlight program, we will discuss some of the rare feats achieved by our country, which hogged the global attention.
The first of a kind in the world to honor digital content creators who have made significant contributions across various platforms, India launched the National Creators Award, NCA. Presenting the inaugural National Creators Award at Bharat Mandapam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized on embracing technology and said digital platforms have been instrumental in fostering this thriving ecosystem of creators, making India a global hub for digital content creators.
The United Nations' first international conference on digital public infrastructure was held under India's leadership to harness the technology to propel Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and foster inclusivity. In her opening address, Permanent Ambassador to the UN, Ruchira Kamboj, underscored India's dedication to enhancing global discussions on digital transformation.
This year also marks the first time that India has played host to the World Heritage Committee meeting. The 46th session of this prestigious gathering took place in July 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The inclusion of Assam's Moidams, the mound burial system of Ahom dynasty, was India's 42nd entry. In the last decade, a total of 13 heritage sites have been listed in India.
In October 2024, India hosted the first ever international conference of the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, titled Aroha 2024 in New Delhi. The event enhanced the global recognition of Ayurveda as a legitimate and effective system of medicine. Speaking at this event, the Honorable Minister of State for the Ministry of Ayush and Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Sri Pratap Rao Jadhav, said this conference represents a significant step forward in our pursuit of holistic healthcare solutions.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi inaugurated ICA Global Cooperative Conference 2024 and launched the UN International Year of Cooperatives 2025 on 25th of November at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. The event reflected India's growing influence on the global cooperative movement and its commitment to fostering inclusive development through collective effort.
In November 2024, India hosted the first Asian Buddhist Summit. One of the remarkable achievements of the first Asian Buddhist Summit was the successful organization of the two parallel forums, each offering an array of insightful perspectives. It saw participation from 32 countries with over 160 international participants.
This year, India unveiled a new chapter to its ambitious space journey. ISRO successfully launched its first X-ray polarimeter satellite, Exposat, in January 2024. This mission marks a significant step towards unraveling the mysteries of black holes and the extreme phenomena in space. With this launch, India is poised to become only the second country after the United States to have a dedicated observatory to investigate black holes.
In a historic move that underscores India's growing capabilities in defense manufacturing, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex in October 2024, which will manufacture the C-295 aircraft. This is India's first private sector military aircraft plane. This landmark development is a significant step towards boosting the nation's defense manufacturing sector and enhancing self-reliance under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative.
India unveiled its first ever innovative steps in military and space sector, Antariksh Abhyas 2024, which was organized by the Defense Space Agency to enhance strategic readiness in space warfare. In his opening address for the same, Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan said, "Space, once considered the final frontier, is now the critical enabler of India's defense and security apparatus."
The nature of military and non-military security challenges bring to fore the imperative need for the armed forces to be prepared for multi-domain and multi-spectrum challenges. There is an inescapable requirement of seamless integration across all domains, land, sea, air, space, information and cyberspace, and infusion of interoperable systems among various branches of the armed forces. That will lay the basic foundation for us to be prepared for warfare of the future.
In a very significant development, the DRDO in November 2024 test-fired the country's first long-range hypersonic missile that can carry both conventional and nuclear warheads to a distance exceeding 1,500 kilometers at a speed of nearly 3 kilometers per second. The long-range missile is maneuverable and flies over 5 times the speed of sound.
India rapidly soaring up seafaring power when its navy launched Samarthak, the first vessel under the two multi-purpose vessel project. This event highlights India's progress in indigenous shipbuilding, aligning with the government's Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India initiatives.
The year 2024 has been a year of cutting-edge achievements for India in the infrastructure sector, which underscores India's commitment to innovation, inclusivity, and global leadership, thus paving the way for a brighter future, governance, and economic milestones. The country set a unique example when Prime Minister flagged off Jammu and Kashmir's first electric train in February 2024. This achievement highlighted the Modi government's commitment to enhancing sustainable transportation while improving connectivity in the region. Needless to say, first National Highway steel slag road section on NH-66 connecting Mumbai to Goa is another unique example of innovation. The road was built by waste steel slag, and also it was cost-effective. The country also showcased another marvel when the Central Railways installed a floating solar plant of 10 MWP capacity in the Igatpuri Lake located in the Western Ghats in June 2024. The plant is committed to leveraging renewable energy sources, utilizing solar power and installing wind energy resources, providing adequate passenger amenities and contributing significantly towards the railway's goal of a green earth.
The new Pamban Bridge in Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu, hailed as a modern engineering marvel, is India's first vertical lift railway bridge. The successful trial on the bridge has been completed in November 2024. It replaces the 105-year-old bridge decommissioned due to corrosion. A modern blend of innovation and resilience, it reflects India's progress in infrastructure development and promises to strengthen tourism and pilgrimage in the region. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, received its first metro train set integrated with driverless technology in September 2024, marking a major milestone under the Make in India initiative. The much-awaited first Vande Metro, a revolutionary urban transit system designed for short-distance travel, was launched in Ahmedabad in September 2024. The metro is also named as a Namo Bharat Rapid Rail, which will serve between Ahmedabad and Bhuj.
Now let's focus on some of the governance and economic milestones. Under the transformative leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed unprecedented development, bringing even the remotest corners of the region into the fold of progress. Our Srinagar correspondent Tariq Rathar says in January 2024, two remote villages along the line of control on the Kiran sector in Jammu and Kashmir were electrified for the first time in 75 years of independence.
On 3rd January this year, it was a moment of joy for the 1,300 souls of Kundiyan and Patru villages in the Kiran area of the Kupwara district who experienced the joy of electricity for the first time after 75 years of independence. Cheers and jubilation filled the air as lights illuminated their houses, marking then the end of decades-long wait. On the historical occasion for the residents, some even shrieked in joy. The residents expressed gratitude to J&K administration, which brought grid connectivity to the once-isolated communities. rupees, two 250 kV substations were set up under the Samridh Seema Yojana that was inaugurated by Divisional Commissioner Kashmir, V.K. Bidhuri. The electrification project was completed in a record 2 months by the Electric Division Kupwara, which is working under Kashmir Power Distribution Corporation Limited. Deputy Commissioner Ayushi Sudhan said it was a big achievement and testimony of transformation down at the grassroots level. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Well, not only that, Chutwahi village of Bijapur district in Chhattisgarh, which was previously inaccessible by road and under Maoist control, got electricity connectivity for the first time in November 2024. Now, come to the economic front, where the country also achieved a rare feat as India's forex reserves crossed the milestone of $700 billion for the first time in history in September 2024. This remarkable feat places India as the fourth largest shareholder of foreign exchange reserves globally. In October 2024, Unified Payments Interface, UPI, achieved a historic milestone by processing 16.58 billion financial transactions in a single month, underscoring its pivotal role in India's digital transformation. Let's listen to the Prime Minister speak about the Unified Payments Interface.
Bharat ka UPI aaj puri duniya ko aakarshit kar raha hai. आपकी जेब में वॉलेट है लेकिन भारत में लोगों की जेब के साथ ही फोन में वॉलेट है ई वॉलेट है अनेक भारतीय अब अपने डॉक्यूमेंट्स फिजिकल फोल्डर्स में नहीं रखते उनके पास डीजी लॉकर है वो एयरपोर्ट में जाते हैं तो डीजी यात्रा से सीमलेस ट्रैवल करते हैं
नाउ द स्टोरीज ऑफ डिफरेंट टेस्ट्स PM Modi in November 2024 inaugurated a 100 TPD tons per day cattle dung-based compressed biogas CBG plant in Gwalior, marking a significant milestone in India's journey towards sustainable development under the Waste to Wealth initiative. The state-of-the-art plant integrated within a self-sufficient modern Gaushala is the first of its kind in India, showcasing innovative use of cattle dung to produce clean energy. In January 2024, first ever survey on snow leopards revealed an estimated population of 718 individuals in the wild. This breakthrough comes after a rigorous 4-year-long exercise, marking a critical step towards understanding and protecting one of the most elusive and endangered big cats in the world.
Now we have come to the climax of the episode. For the first time after 1950, Jammu and Kashmir joined the rest of the nation in commemorating Constitution Day, marking a significant moment in its integration into India's democratic framework. This celebration in Jammu and Kashmir is a direct reflection of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's governance, which emphasizes inclusivity, integration, and the strengthening of democratic values across all regions of India.
As we bid farewell to the old year, we should welcome the new one with an open heart, because an end is only a beginning in disguise.
We wish all our listeners a very happy new year.
You were listening to a discussion on Special Report on India's historic firsts in the year 2024. This program was produced by Pratyush Kumar Ghosh and presented by Ramya and Tanmay Kulshrestha. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.